declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Today's scripture can be found in Joel chapter 1, verse 14.
Father, stir in me that spirit of revival. Lord, impress your children today to call a sacred assembly. Oh, Father, I will fast and pray. I will repent of my sins and the sins of this nation. I will cry out to you on behalf of this land. Father, I know that you have promised in your word that if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, that you will hear and heal their land. Lord, lead me in that direction. Amen.
Today, are you doing your part to fulfill the Great Commission? Well, listen to this little poem by my wife, Mary. Lord, this land is growing darker and darker by the day. It no longer listens to what you have to say. Violence rules the streets and love is waxing cold. Lord, we need revival, the fire to make us bold. Father, we repent, we will fast and pray. Shine your glory on this land as we prostrate lay.
Today's action. On your knees today, pray for the body of believers to humble themselves and pray and to seek God's face. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah 49:6. And my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
When was the last time you, my friends, prostrated yourself before the Lord? To prostrate means to fall on one's face down on the ground, humbling yourself before the mighty God of the universe. When was the last time you locked yourself away in your prayer closet and prostrated yourself on the floor in humble adoration and love?